96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar.
That song takes on new meaning for young African-American students with dreams of learning how to fly, but often they don't get the chance to pursue an education or career in aeronautics or aviation. But there are some people out there who are trying to give them a shot at it and hoping they will soar. Joining me to talk about this are Richard Jones. He's the founder of the Donald M. Taylor Aeronautical Academy. Shelby Powell, she's a contract engineer for Lockheed Martin. And Barrington Irving, he's the youngest man and the only African-American to fly a plane solo around the world. He joins us on the phone from Singapore. If you have any questions about this issue, certainly give me a call. The lines are open right now at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. You're certainly welcome to contact me on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it. I know we don't have Barrington for a long time, so I want to go straight to him. Barrington, thank you so much for joining me. First question for you. You've achieved so much, but how did you as a young person become interested in aviation?
Well, hey, Harold. Just want to say hi and, of course, hello to all your fans and honored to speak with you from Singapore with our Flying Classroom Project. But, I mean, quite honestly, I was a talented football star in Miami. Played for a team that was ranked third in the nation, went on to be ranked number one in the nation. And I was introduced to aviation through an airline pilot, a black airline pilot, who I randomly met in a store that approached me out of the blue. His first words to me was, "Hey, son, have you ever thought about becoming a pilot?" I immediately said to him, "I don't think I'm smart enough to fly an airplane." And then asked him how much money he made. And I took interest after that. That was it. You know, I took interest in aviation. So interest turned into passion. And if it wasn't for this chance meeting, I would have never considered aviation as a career possibility. Because, you know, these fields are intimidating. And they're any field where you think there's a lot of math and science involved, it can be intimidating. And fortunately, I had someone who made it approachable for me.
It's interesting. And I think that when you look at a situation like that, I mean, how often might someone come across a pilot of any race, not to mention a black pilot? Richard, that is really kind of at the heart of the Donald M. Taylor Aeronautical Academy, where you're trying to get young people exposed to all kinds of careers related to aeronautics and aviation. And it's not just about sitting in a pilot seat.
Absolutely. What a lot of the public doesn't know is there are 100 jobs associated with aviation. Flying an airplane is just one of many. You can be an aircraft mechanic. If you can work on a car, you can work on an airplane. This is what I tell my young people. I spent 32 years as an air traffic controller. And just to kind of segue on what we've heard about exposure, I got mine, fortunately, through the United States Air Force. I spent 4 years in the Air Force. When I actually went to Lackland Air Force Base, it was the first time I had been on an airplane. And when I finished my basic training, my instructor called me in and told me that I was going to be an air traffic controller. And I told him, great, I had no clue what it was. So I wrote home to my mom, and I said, "Mom, I'm going to be working outside. Send me some warm clothes,
mm-hmm.
because I thought it was the guy on the flight line with the flags.
Mm-hmm. Or the paddles or what have you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well, I thought they were flags.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I thought, well, okay, I'm going to be working outside. Little did I know that I had scored high enough on the Air Force entrance exam to qualify.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because both of you have made reference to intelligence, good grades, you know, big brains. And we have, you know, Shelby Powell here. Shelby is a contract engineer for Lockheed Martin. And Shelby, you're 23.
I'm 23 years
old. You're 23 years old. When
yes.
I was 23, I was just out of college, and I couldn't find my own rump with a map and a flashlight. and you are what do you do for Lockheed Martin?
As of right now, I work on an energy savings contract. We advise large commercial buildings like airports and like large commercial buildings and small businesses on how to save money on energy, what measures they can change, LEDs, different aspects like that.
And you got your start, really, your first taste with the help of Mr. Jones, right?
Yes, I am a product of the Let's Go Up to the 21st Century organization. I was able to attend their camps, and through them I was able to meet with the Tuskegee Airmen East Coast chapter in Maryland to attend ground school and later on pass my FAA flight exam.
That's amazing. I want to hear more about that, but I want to go back quickly to Barrington, because Barrington, again, you're in Singapore, and I want you to tell us a little bit about you know, the program, the flying classroom program that you've started, and how people can become involved with that, because it's online, correct?
Correct.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, after being introduced to aviation and, you know, setting a record flying around the world and working with students, you know, our team said, well, how can we leverage this and introduce more students to aviation who don't necessarily have access to an airport, or they will not have a chance meeting with a mentor in the same way that I did. And we said, well, what if we made aviation a vehicle to teach math and science in an innovative way? And what if we created a real-life magic school bus? And students would follow us virtually as we fly to different parts of the world, exploring math and science with engineers and with some of my friends that are explorers from National Geographic and so forth. And we said, well, how can we make this magic school bus work? And what we're doing right now for this year with the flying classroom is we're traveling through Asia, Australia, and Indonesia. We have 16 total expeditions. And from those expeditions, students will follow them online. So 1 minute we're flying aerobatics with a world-famous pilot, and in the next minute, we're working with a human being that's known as the Bionic Chef.
Mm.
The whole goal of the flying classroom is to make math and science approachable. Aviation is our vehicle to do so. And in addition to that, you know, most students really don't see the other side of the spectrum where, yes, you do have to take the difficult courses from algebra to geometry and so forth, but everyone else has done it. All it just takes is hard work,
mm-hmm.
and persistence and dedication, and showing real human beings that young men, young women can identify with.
Well, Barrington, let me stop you there because I've got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get to some phone calls. A lot of people have questions. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about giving young black students a shot at aeronautics and aviation careers. My guests are Richard Jones. He is the founder of the Donald M. Taylor Aeronautical Academy. Shelby Powell, she's a contract engineer for Lockheed Martin. And Barrington Irving, the youngest man and only African-American to fly a plane solo around the world. Let me go to the phone lines. If you can't get through, I promise I will take your phone call. So please keep trying. Lots of folks want to get in. Jamie, calling from Washington, D.C. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Great great group you have there. Listen, I have a question and a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my son is 11. He's here with me, but he has a friend who went down to the Kennedy Space Camp this summer, and he is very excited about becoming an astronaut. How do you get someone into? Do you all mentor?
I will tell you this: we start off with our summer camps, young people at the age of 8. So yes, we do mentor. We start them off that early because your son has already identified his career. We have many young people at that age who don't have an idea what they want to do. So if we start them off at 8 and we say to them, hey, here's meteorology, here's aircraft flight, here's aircraft mechanics, we give them a lot of different options. And the ones that they pick and those that are recommended by the instructors, we follow up on what they might need with our weekend activities, with our after-school activities. All of my young people have been to an air traffic control facility, whether it's Washington National or the Air Route Traffic Control Center that I have worked for 32 years. They all have exposure. So to answer your question, yes, we do mentor, and we start at the age of 8.
And I wanted to let you know, Jamie, as well as our other listeners, that you can find the information online. The Donald M. Taylor Aeronautical Academy is letsgoup.org. I promise it will be on the WHUR.com website later on, but
okay.
It's letsgoup.org. And if you want more information about Barrington Irving's Flying Classroom, it's flyingclassroom.com. Lots of stuff. He's doing a lot of interesting things there, some great videos and information about that. So certainly thank you so much for calling. I know that I'm going to lose Barrington because, hey, you're in Singapore. I don't even know what time it is over there, but I'm sure you're really busy. Barrington, I want to give you the last word before we close out this segment. Your thoughts about helping young black folks find their way in this career path?
Well, I think a lot of young minorities and women as well, it's really having folks that they can identify with and having someone who's kind of been there, done that. And, you know, I really tip my hats off to Mr. Jones and Ms. Powell that's on the phone. Introducing our young people is really not that complicated to amazing things in math and science. I think sometimes we get lost in what is the finish line you're trying to sell,
mm-hmm.
right? So instead of trying to sell a student, you need to do well in algebra, you need to do well in geometry. Well, guess what? You could build a race car. You could fly a plane around the world. You can do amazing things through math and science. Those are the tools that help you get to where you want to be with an education and doing things of impact in the world. And our young people just need to realize that. And I think education is one of the few fields remaining that hasn't figured out how to communicate with our children. I think that's another issue. But nevertheless, I'm very excited. The Flying Classroom, you know, anyone can follow us online at flyingclassroom.com. And we're just excited about introducing complex math and science subjects to kids like me who are totally unaware of what it takes to do something amazing in those fields.
Well, Barrington Irving, thank you so much. I appreciate you spending some time, and I found out it's 7:30 in the morning, Wednesday morning in Singapore. So thank you again for getting up, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you down the road. If you are on the phone, please do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your questions after the break.